literally one wrong turn on Bourbon and you get a lot of crap because what's going on with Hope right now? What about that Keelan Freya breakup? We've got a lot to break down, so don't move anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
When you see my face, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
It really does.
When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell, hope it gives you hell.
Truthfully does.
I know.
Hey guys, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. I'm Roxy Stryer, here to break down The Originals, Season 5, Episode 2, One Wrong Turn on Bourbon, which this entire panel completely understands why it's called that. And we didn't come up with a more creative, amazing title for this episode at all. And by we, I mean my girl T over there, our chat mistress. I'm mixing it up today, starting over with Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. Tiana Hobson here, chat mistress in the house.
But also not really in the house, in the chat.
Yeah. In the chat.
She's a foot out the door.
One
in the chat.
Foot out the door.
I mean, that could have been a title for tonight's episode.
No, what was the one you pitched? I really liked it. It was like, all roads lead to
Hope. Oh, yeah, all roads lead to hope.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
So true. Sitting next to her, Sam Davidson, because I saved the best for last. Just say it.
Thank you guys so much. Sam Davidson here. Super excited for some dinner today.
Yo, I got a lot of mileage over that. Like, I tweeted that. I Instagrammed that. I Instagram storied that. That dinner thing was smart, and I wish I could have taken credit. And if you hadn't said it live on air, I would have.
Evil.
Like, that is what we are calling the civilians of this season. Which I guess is us. I know we don't like to admit to it.
I mean, I'm still in a weird phase where I'm believing I still have witch powers.
It's not just
I'm also still waiting for my Hogwarts letter. So, you know, there's a lot going on in my mind.
I feel so similar. Oh my gosh, we're so screwed, T. All right, guys, what are your overall thoughts on this episode? Because I feel like I didn't think this season was going to make me cry, laugh, and do all of the things as quickly as it did. Sam, how are you feeling?
They stepped it up. I thought it was so good. I watched it twice. I cried this morning. It was amazing. And I think Hope is, the actress is fantastic. I love watching her.
And we got to see our little Summer again, too. Yes. We got to see Baby Hope again.
She's so cute. I love Summer.
They're both adorable. Great. Yeah. T?
I will admit that I missed half the episodes because snakes kept popping up out of nowhere. And everyone knows Tiana doesn't do snakes.
Everyone knows
I don't do snakes.
Somebody gif that or gif that. I still don't get it.
Whatever.
Is it meme or meme?
Yeah, I don't know.
But the parts that I saw, I really enjoyed. But I'm not going to lie. Marissa can attest. I was watching the show like this from the majority of it.
Speaking of Marissa, Marissa Serafini in the booth. We still haven't convinced her to watch. I feel like this episode after show will get her, because if you guys loved it as much as I did, we're about to fangirl out. Marissa, you will not be able to resist the season of Originals.
All right. I hear you. You already have convinced me. You've done your job. Great job at that. I will get to it.
But before the show starts, we're like, Marissa, did you watch? She's like, guys, I've got a lot of books to read. I'm like, this is AfterBuzz TV. Books are overrated here. Okay. So let's break this down because we have a lot to talk about, including all things leading to Hope, yes, but we also had that Freya Keelan kind of breakup, a new romance starting between Vincent and Ivy, possibly, or maybe I was just reading too much into that. Klaus going full Ripper and his daughter seeing so many things. And we have decided on our segment of the week, which is really cool, guys. We're going to do fiercest moment of the week. So if you want to participate in that, make sure you join us in the live chat every Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, or leave your comments wherever you are on iTunes, on YouTube. We want to know what the fiercest moment of the week is. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get there. Tiana, our chat mistress, also has news and gossip for you guys coming up. I don't even know what it is, so I'm kind of excited about that.
I'm not telling you nothing.
You never
tell me.
But
it has to do with one of our favorites getting behind the director's lens, and maybe a little bit about that original spinoff.
Heyo. I cannot wait till that, but let's break it down. The actual episode, starting with Josh and Marcel. Are you guys thinking that Josh is being a little brat here, or do you think that Marcel has come back too strong and expected too much when he returns and wants to be quote unquote king?
Well, I think that Josh is a fantastic leader that the vampires needed in New Orleans because he's not terrifying. He's approachable. He seems very logical in his decisions, and Marcel isn't. And Marcel is now on this higher level than everybody else. What did Josh say? If you got bit by a werewolf, it would be like a hickey for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's true. He's not. He says, you're not a vampire. That's not all you are. And that is scary. How do you be the king of somebody or a group of people when you're not really part of that? So I kind of was team Josh here. T?
Look, I love Josh. I love Josh so much. Me too. Always have. And I love that he's standing up to Marcel and he's not afraid of him. You know, we've seen him kind of grow into his own person. And yes, he was leading the pack while Marcel was off in La La Love Land with Rebecca for a while. So I think he definitely is not afraid to voice his opinions, even though he knows that it's going to be different from what Marcel thinks. And I think that's great.
Hey, yo, Steven Kruger, when you coming back in, though?
Yo, Steven, what up?
Yo, Steven, we see you. I see you.
Well, also think about it like this. We don't exactly know what's been happening in New Orleans for the past, how many years did they skip?
Seven? I always feel like the answer is seven, but maybe that's just, I don't know.
Like that number. Somewhere around there. But from what I understand, there hasn't been very many bad things happening. It seems that he's pulled the city back together after everybody left.
It's kind of like the city before this show started. You know, when Marcel was just there and the Michelsons weren't around. Basically, that's what's
happening. But Josh is Marcel.
But Josh is now Marcel.
Marcel was very evil. Do you remember how evil he was in the beginning of the first season?
Yeah, he was like killing witches and stuff.
Yeah, he was just slaughtering everybody.
I honestly don't remember that. I just remember thinking, yeah, he deserves to be there. He is a strong leader and he's real cute, though. Like, he slayed as leader. And I remember thinking when Klaus came in, that's not fair. That's Marcel's seat. He earned that seat. And he is leading by fear, and that's not necessarily the best way, but it's okay. Now I feel like Marcel's doing to Josh what Klaus did to Marcel, though.
Exactly.
And what made Marcel hate Klaus was exactly that. So I see some tension building there, and I definitely am not taking my eyes off of that duo because Josh is not going to put up with it forever. I know him. And I know that about him.
We know Josh, okay?
Yeah. Yes. It was cool to see the two of them go on that mission, though. It's kind of like the two people teaming up together and putting aside their differences for the greater good here when they go to get Henry from our girl, oh God, T, Lasagna?
Lucina.
Lucina.
Look
Lasagna.
At it. Look at how roles have reversed. I'm the one getting the name right, and you're messing it up this time.
You're better than me. Everybody knows. I'm not even going to try to deny it.
Whose name could I not say? I forget. Anyways.
Somebody for a long time.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
But can we talk about this Greta hoe real quick? Sorry, I just called her a hoe.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Homegirl, you've been in this city for 2 seconds, and you over here complaining about how things are being run. She's like, oh, that's all that Poppy gets is this. You're not going to go out and revenge her. It's like, woman, who are you? Don't approach Marcel, you peasant. He's the king.
I feel like Josh paid her to do that. Like, I really feel like Josh was bitter and was like, I'm not saying it, but you will. And she was like, okay, I have no problem coming in there and saying that.
Look, my biggest thing is just, Josh said she's been here for a couple years and, you know, has really been kind of low key or whatever. But the way she's pissed off about the Crescents doing this, she's got a back history story with the Crescents where she has been waiting for an opportunity for them to slip so that she can get in there and, like, destroy them over some revenge stuff from before.
You're talking about Lasagna or Greta now?
Greta.
You're still on Greta.
I'm on Greta because she's a hoe.
Disrespect.
You disrespect Marcel in his city?
It's so,
girl, bye.
It's so crazy how quickly, T, you just change sides.
I know.
You were just literally being like, yes, Josh, okay. Go, Josh, slay. Okay. You disrespect Marcel?
No. Here's the thing.
Josh is allowed to?
It's like my brothers. Yeah. I can talk as much crap about them and say whatever I want about them, how ugly they are, the big heads, all that stuff. But it, Roxy,
I've seen her brothers are very cute.
Yeah, I know. It's the opposite. But Roxy, you try to say something about my brothers, I'm going to cut you. Because like, only
like
I,
saying they're cute or no, you mean something
like
bad?
Something bad about them.
I have nothing bad to say.
I'm going
to
cut you because I get to say bad things about the people that I love. And Greta, I don't know you. Who are you?
It is true. We are so suspicious of. This is the last season. So anybody who's getting screen time that isn't our people, I'm like, who are you? Leave me alone. What do you want from us? Like, I am suspicious as well. And I was suspicious when we go to the Crescent Wolves because I think that this was a weird turn of events, how quickly they gave up Henry. They fought, but then she was like, this is the only way to keep you safe. What has happened in the last 7 years that made Lasagna feel like she had to give... That's her name now, sorry.
Lucina. Uh-huh. I like Lasagna. I'm hungry now.
I do feel like I am saying what you're saying. That she had to give up Henry. That was so quick. She was like, no, you will not take him. Okay.
Well, here's what I think is difficult. Where does he belong? You know, because now he's this hybrid. And I don't understand why he belongs more so with the vampires than he does with the wolves.
Because he killed a vampire, or because he killed a person as a vampire, so he's being punished for his vampire side, not his wolf side, right?
I guess, yeah, that makes sense. They're the ones to do the punishment.
They want to punish the person. But it is weird. It is strange. I don't know what the right answer is for that, and I feel like the only person who could know the answer is Haley. Like, she has her foot in both lands, and I feel like I trust her to make these decisions. And the Marcel decision seemed super duper harsh.
Yes, but at the end of the day, think about it like this. I think the person that should be punished, if we're technically talking, is Hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we will get to her, because all roads lead to Hope, which was the title of the episode.
In our minds.
Credit to Tiana. Somebody took a wrong turn on bourbon.
I'm assuming that was Henry, poor thing, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I
felt like it was whoever got Haley?
I don't know.
We'll get there.
Right turn.
We might not actually ever get there. If you guys know in the chat, let us know, because somebody took a wrong turn. And it's probably us at AfterBuzz TV. Oh,
speak for yourself.
I am. I really just mean me, Roxy Stryer. Speaking of needing help, advice, and guidance, Sam, I think you have just the thing for me.
I do. If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes.
Woo-hoo!
Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the Originals After Show at AfterBuzz TV, that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. It's a great, great podcast. You'll see some familiar faces or hear some familiar voices.
And like you said, it's free. So what do you have to lose? And trust me, you have a whole lot to gain, especially that relationship advice. I feel like some people on this show could really use it. Not this show, as in this panel.
I mean, I felt like you were looking me dead in the eyes.
I'm always looking you dead in the eyes. I'm looking myself dead in the eyes too, though, T. Who I'm really looking at is Vincent and Ivy right now, because, oh my gosh, Vincent, you got a lot going on right now. You want to pick up an Ivy? That's what you want to do?
He needs help.
But tell me that this was not a sexual move.
Second time around, I saw the sexiness.
They talked about a date. She knew, as a future seer, or whatever it is she does, which is still... I still am confused on what she... How is she different than our other witches?
She's a seer.
Is that different than being a future seer?
Well, are you saying a seer or like a future seer?
A future seer.
So I've been listening to a lot of very... not weird, cool, witchy, spiritual podcasts. And there was an interview where they were differentiating witches between psychics. And witches want to change the future that they see. Psychics just kind of lay it out there. This is what's going to happen. They're going to let it happen.
So she's a psychic.
I think so. Essentially, she's a psychic.
Which is the same as a medium?
A medium can talk to dead people. And I think...
which is a witch.
That's more witchy. Psychic is she sees what's going to happen and she doesn't really want to do anything to change it.
She's using the tarot cards. Sup with that burning tarot card, though. Why does Vincent pick up a card and it just lights on fire? After, like, all things are going cheery and well, he picks up one card, it starts burning, and then everything else is like death, loss, destruction.
This is, like, the biggest fear of anyone that ever gets their tarot cards read.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, oh, no. You pick it up and it lights on fire.
Oh, crap.
Are you kidding me? But why? I don't understand. Was something happening at that moment?
Yes, I think something was changing as far as the actions that Hope and Klaus were taking. And I think it probably was that everyone was getting closer together and the,
Ivy?
No, the future evil thing. Seer? The evil thing that gets, that's been, I'm blanking hollow? On the name. Yes, the Hollow. The Hollow is getting closer to being let out. And I think as everyone's getting closer together,
so you think this is all the Hollow getting close to be left out. So you're talking about the snakes, you're talking about the blood in the water, and you're talking about the flaming card are all the Hollow.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's some Hope stuff going on, not related to the Hollow.
I think it's both.
Possibly. T, why are we moving our bottom jaw like that?
Because I'm trying
and by bottom jaw, you only have one, just your jaw.
I could have just my jaw. One jaw.
Where's the top jaw?
I've got a top jaw, and I'm not telling you where it is.
Sounds scary.
I just silenced the whole room. T, why are you moving your jaw?
I'm just trying to figure out, because I never thought that it could be Hope stuff, too. I just assumed because every time something's happening, we're hearing the whispers and the snake sounds, that it has to do with the Hollow. I never thought that, oh, she's also a teenager who doesn't really, she thinks she knows all about her powers and her witchiness, but
she obviously doesn't have control.
And, you know, if I know anything from studying witches and wizards from Hogwarts, it's that sometimes your body just does stuff and you don't have control over it.
It's like getting your period, you know? You can't control it. You just got to live with it.
Being a witch at Hogwarts, getting your period. I do see the similarities between these things. Tiana, you keep waiting on that invitation, girl. I know it's coming one of these days.
I will go into the full explanation on later on, because it has nothing to do with this, about why I'm the one still waiting, and it has to do with the battle for Hogwarts happening around the same time.
I know this is predictions, but we'll get further into predictions later, but just want your prediction on this. Does Ivy make it out alive of the next three episodes?
Yes.
T?
For Vincent's sake, I hope so.
I feel like she is dead meat.
I really
this
want
girl
them,
is gone.
I want them to go on a date, though. He needs someone. He's had such a tragic love story.
You don't think this was a date with the burning card?
I'm sorry. You're she amazing. Was working. That was her job.
A lot of women work for dates. But
yes, but you know what? It don't count as a date because I was working, and he should have paid her.
Oh well,
he did. He offered. He said, "I've got money if you want to read my." Cards, yes. We've gone way off.
She's like, I feel really weird about that on several levels.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about a relationship that we thought was going really well until tonight. Freya and Kielan. Oh, God. There was no doubt, I think, in any of our minds that Freya was not getting out of New Orleans. There was nothing that Kielan could have done to drag her away. But boy, was I not expecting her to look Kielan in the eyes and say, I cannot love you and my family at the same time. I would have been a mess. Like, Kielan held herself together so well. I would have been a blubbery mess on the floor. What do you guys think about how Freya broke it down to Kielan?
It's devastating.
It's like she's in the mafia.
Explain.
Because, you know, there's a lot of things you can't really share with your significant other when your family is in the mafia.
But it seems like Kielan knows what's going on.
Well, and she can love them both. And I don't think Kielan has ever said, you need to do this with me or
Kielan
else I
said
will leave you.
Stay. Yeah. Kielan was like, I'll have your back. If you got to be here, okay.
Okay. But
okay.
Kielan is a werewolf and Freya is part of the Michelsons and things are about to hit the fan again. So then they
between
would be
the wolves
between,
and
between
the
everyone, I think. I think everything's about to explode. Everyone's going to start fighting each other again. And I think that Freya kind of knows that this is what everything's kind of leading towards. And instead of being on separate sides of a fight, she'd rather just have Kielan be safe and not, you know, there's going to be, what's it called? When people accidentally get killed.
Collateral damage.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
She doesn't want her to become collateral damage. So as much as it hurt and I don't agree with breaking her heart, I understand where Freya was coming from in doing it to keep her safe.
I kind of wanted something more to happen.
Like what, Sam?
You know, like something very dangerous that put Kielan in danger, that all of a sudden Freya had this epiphany, we can't be together.
Don't you think that we might be building to that, though?
Yeah, but the breakup happened too soon. She sent her away too soon. I felt like it was very preemptive. I wanted to see more of them. And as much as their relationship is fun, it's kind of fun to watch things go very badly and lots of drama to happen. So I just feel like it was premature.
T, I call on you. For you guys on iTunes right now, you don't even know. T just raised her entire hand. What do you got?
Super unpopular opinion.
Ooh. Everybody, crap on her. Just kidding. It's a safe space.
This is the last season. We only have so many episodes. Keelan is a bit of a distraction to getting to the final of what we need closed up in this story with this family.
Hmm. I love Freya and Keelan together, but I do see what you're saying. I wonder if Keelan actually leaves, though, because we don't, it's not confirmed that she's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she stays and she is helpful and isn't a distraction.
Well, I will just say in the LGBTQ community, the homosexual relationships on this show end very quickly. Like, they don't, you know, Josh was supposed to have this romance. We've seen him.
Aiden, rest in peace, never forget.
Yeah, and that was not cool. They just took him away from us. Like, let one of those couples have some longevity here.
Yes.
To the fairness, yes. The straight couples don't get very happy endings either.
That's true. Remember when Cammy got killed for real? Wait, this is not this part of the episode and we will get there, but I feel so ignorant right now that I have to say this. Who is the redhead that they were referring to?
Okay, hang on.
It was...
I could not remember what the heck they were talking about.
Was it the one with the brother?
Which redhead was the ex of Klaus's?
I think it was, she wasn't bright red. You know, she comes back with her brother, and it was a couple seasons ago.
Oh, with the Trinity?
Yes, yeah. I think so. I think that's what they were.
I know the chat
about.
Said her name earlier.
She did
and
not
I can't.
Have red hair.
Aubrey, was it? I mean, I can't remember. She was very beautiful.
And I know we're not there, but when they said that, I was like...
Aurora.
Yes.
Thanks, Samantha.
You Google her. That girl did not have red hair. Whoa, Marissa Serafini, Aurora from the originals. Pull that picture up so that I can be proven wrong, I'm sure. I felt like she was a brunette. I don't know. Do you guys call that red?
Oh, no, it's definitely red.
Yeah.
Really? Marissa, you've got closer eyes to it. What do you think?
Yeah.
I have closer. Yeah.
I never thought of her as a redhead.
Well, so
it's
she
definitely all red.
She was in a show. I can't remember what show. Yeah. Very soon after this, and she did not have red hair. So it was definitely dyed or
it's almost purpley brown.
Yeah,
I get it. All right, you guys are right. I'm wrong. You're smart. I'm dumb. You're big. You're small. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Don't do that to yourself, Roxy Stryer.
That's from Matilda.
I knew that.
Please don't put me in the chokey. Trunchable. I'm going to eat a whole cake now. None of that's relevant. Let's move forward because we just don't know what's going on with Freya and Keelan. What we do have some idea what's going on with is Hope, kind of.
Do we?
I don't know. It was my transition, T. Don't even try to make me do it again.
Hope is kind of a wild card at this moment.
She's a wild card. She's a wild child. She's a wild animal. She's a... I don't know where... Is she good? Is she bad? Do we like her? Do we trust her?
I had a terrible thought while watching this episode because part of me was like, you know what? I don't really know you, Hope. And you out here making some
like
stupid decisions left and right. I was like, maybe... I was thinking on Josh's terms. Maybe it's time for us to get prepared to have to stop her in some way.
We know Hope.
You are pitting Greta and Hope on the same level. We know Hope.
We saw her as a child.
As a child. And it's been 7 years, and I don't know what's going on in that girl's mind right now, but that ain't the Hope that I know.
Well,
it ain't the Hope that I know.
I kind of feel you. I'm scared of you, but I get it. Like, she is definitely a different Hope, and anytime that I see her on screen with Roman and I start to be like, Roman, do I trust you? I stop myself and I'm like, wait a second.
Run, Hope. Roman, run.
Hope, do I trust you? Roman, yes, get out of there. Like, she's going to eat you alive like she did to poor Henry.
Oh, well, oh God, I mean, okay. Hope, think about it. She is Klaus's daughter. How can you be a normal, sane, kind, nonviolent human being Klaus's daughter? She has so many of his qualities, you know, putting the coffin thing. She's taking all the tricks from him.
It's not even just that, because yes, it is that, but we see the flashbacks of her seeing him being, I don't know if we can call it a ripper, but ripping people's hearts out and eating them or whatever he was doing with his own clothes. Yeah, and she's a little kid. Shout out to Summer in that moment, because she did a great job. But there's so many different things. Yes, him, those moments growing up. Also, the fact that she's got a lot going on, like she's a tribrid.
what'd she call herself? A tribrid freak or who's something. There was another word in there too. But it's hard. And she's had to keep it a secret too.
Do we think when she's talking to Roman and she says that thing about the orphanage that we're going to ever see that and that is true in any way, shape, or form?
I think that was just one of those
rumors
that kids kind of start when, you know, you come in under mysterious circumstances and then never really give anything of your past.
Sam?
Yeah, I think she's probably done a lot of little messed up things over her life, and that's part of the reason they had to send her away.
Yes. Why is Roman here? What does Roman want from Hope?
Because he's hot.
He is hot, and she is a little cutie, but I don't trust his intentions.
Oh, I think he has something to do with
Henry.
Henry.
Yeah, because they cut to his face right after.
You think that he hung Henry?
I don't know that he did that. I have a feeling that he had something to do with Haley's attack and something to do with Henry, because he showed up out of nowhere for no reason. What, you need to come talk to her? Psh, boy, bye.
But also you cute.
But also, like, you're cute. I'd pull your hair.
Tiana, these are children.
No, she just means, like, in class.
Just, like, in class. Like,
yeah.
So
Klaus
what
and
you
Hope.
Did to your crush.
Klaus and Hope interact for the first time in a long time. I would say this goes just about as poorly as any family reunion possibly could. And Hope and Klaus seem to me, like, last week I was like, Klaus definitely is in the wrong. You got to stay as a dad. This week I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a parent. Maybe that was the right move. If really she was in danger every time you were with her, you could have called more. And she calls him out on that, but he's like, it was never enough. Do you guys think that Klaus is in the right for how he handled the Hope growing up situation?
No.
T?
Nope.
Chat? No.
No.
Oh, so it's a no across the board then.
I mean,
it's going to be a no from me, dog.
Thanks, Randy Jackson.
But he's not a dog.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's half dog.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a no for me.
I think it was going to always be tough for Klaus to be a good father and a good hands-on father. I think in his mind, I do believe he thought he was doing the best thing for her in that moment, that if the letters and phone calls weren't enough and she was going to keep kind of jumping in to get more from him, that cutting himself out completely was the best way for her to be normal. I do believe he believed that. It wasn't the right thing, but I do believe he believed he was doing the right thing.
When Klaus attacks Declan, do you think that that is just pure anger getting the best of him? Or do you think he really is under the impression that Declan has hurt Haley?
No. I think that he is just being old school Klaus and had no business doing that.
Declan also, you know, kind of got under his skin a little bit.
Yeah.
With the whole, we're teaching her to drive, look at the... Up there, there's paintings from Hope to him.
He should be thanking Declan.
Here. He should, but this is Klaus we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that you can never expect Declan to be a good guy either, though. Because we don't know. He might not be.
What if his accent's fake?
Oh, I mean, Declan, I'm too trusting of accents.
Declan might be Roman's father.
Mm.
What?
I don't know. what a weird turn would that be?
Declan, they look nothing alike.
Declan might have killed Henry. You don't know. Speaking of people who killed Henry, I know that you guys already threw in your Roman prediction, but anybody else that any other thoughts on how Henry possibly went from being buried alive to being hanging from the rafters?
I want to save that for my actual prediction because I just thought of a good one.
And you're writing it down in
case
you forget.
Yeah, so that I don't forget it. Mm-hmm. Sam, don't read my computer.
Okay.
Sam, I know you're trying to steal Tiana's prediction. I can see you. You trying to steal it.
I mean, I think it could have been Klaus. Because he had his heart ripped out also. Because when I first saw it,
it could be a different person who hurt Haley than hurt Henry.
Perhaps, yeah. Okay. And well, because at first I was like, he can't die by hanging. He's a hybrid. But then I realized his heart was ripped out, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you could see in his face, it was all the veins like they look like.
And I mean, that's
so why
Klaus's
did they hang
MO?
Them? Just for everybody to see?
Yeah. I think so. As like a public,
up.
Yeah, it's definitely messed up. I think it's someone we know.
Did you guys get a sense when Marcel and Haley were, when Marcel and Hope were together, that Marcel had known that Hope was going to do this?
Do what?
It just, he seemed, she was like, oh, you told on me or something. It just seemed like he was in on the plan for her to kidnap Haley.
I thought it was more of because he's the one who figured out that she was behind it. And it seemed to me that they just have a really good relationship in general, which she seems to have with all of her uncles.
He was just so chill with her. And you would think he would be a little less chill. You kidnapped your mom, bro.
Yeah, but also, he's not the parent. It's not his place to discipline her.
Yeah, he's the fun uncle.
That's the joys of being aunts and uncles. You don't have to come down on the kid.
I wonder if this is an outcry for Hope or the beginning of the end.
Of her?
Of how bad it's going to get. I mean, kidnapping your own mom, really bad. But then having something horrible happen to her, how do you come back from that?
Well, her magic, which is supposed to be the best, the most, it's not working very well.
And she doesn't know how to control it, obviously.
Yeah.
What's going on at your school, Alaric?
I know.
You got to teach them better. Come on, Caroline.
And maybe have like
Caroline, drink.
Better locks on your office doors so that kids can't just get a hold of records and go drive off
and
to
whiskey.
New Orleans.
Maybe don't keep your whiskey next to the records.
I mean,
maybe that's not a good move. Anything else with this episode before we go on to our fiercest moment of the week? Could I have said that any less fierce?
I mean, it was pretty unfierce.
Fiercest moment of the week.
The fiercest moment of the week.
Okay, the Agatha week? Christie.
All right, let's get to it then. Fiercest moment of the week. We need our queen for our fiercest moment. Wow, T lip singing every single word to the song is pretty awesome. Damn. All right, T, we're starting with you on this one. We're defining our fiercest moment of the week as exactly what it sounds like. The fiercest, so the most badass, awesome, kick butt, whatever you want to call it, moment of the week. We were thinking about doing character, but then we were like, Hope's just going to win every single week. So we want you guys to join the conversation, like I said, live in the chat, Thursdays, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Or, of course, if you are here afterwards on iTunes, on YouTube, leave a comment. What is your fiercest moment of the week? T, what do you got?
My fiercest moment goes to Declan this week because he is our only human, a.k.a. dinner. And though I don't know that he knows all of the witchy stuff happening around here, when Klaus comes to him and he just stands his ground, even though Klaus is showing very big signs of violence towards this man, he's just like, yeah, your daughter painted me this. We're teaching her how to drive. I'm always in Hope's life. Suck it, basically. Oh, yeah. You're the dad? No, I'm the dad.
I'm the dad.
So, he was not afraid.
He was not afraid. So I think that is pretty fierce for a human to stand up to Klaus Michelson.
Is he our Maddie Blue Eyes?
He might be.
Oh, God, I miss him.
Vampire Diaries reference, you know. Sam, what do you got?
Okay, so my fiercest moment of the week is when Hope protects Declan. It's Declan?
Yeah.
And she, like, Klaus is about to totally eat him for dinner, and Hope just goes in right at the right time and stops it with her magic.
And it was so easy for her, it seemed like.
Yeah, and she goes, really, Dad? That's what you're gonna do, Dad?
She surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying that. My sister says I don't use it quite right, though. She's a little cooler than me. Was that okay? She served face?
She would say it like that?
She served face?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like she served face. I don't know.
I think it's you're serving face right now.
Guys, I'm too old.
But it's like basically the embodiment of this emoji.
Like
with the
talk
girl
to the
with
hand.
The girl with the hand that's serving.
It's a fierce face that you're just like, yes, slay. You're or serving face right now.
She's like, please.
Is I do feel like Hope was serving face.
You just say it. So.
Oh, man.
Caucasian.
Well, speaking of Hope, I feel like my fiercest moment of the week is actually a small one, too, from her. But very mighty when she's going up against Klaus and he's about to leave and she closes the door and she's like, I've got tricks too, Dad. Mm. And I was like, damn, girl, you're going up against Klaus Michelson right now. And it seemed easy as like flicking a fly away, which was really, really fierce. Excited to hear all of yours.
I have some from the chat.
Damn. Give some shout outs to those people.
Yes. Molly Lovegood says, fierce moment was where Hope used her magic to stop Klaus from going to the church. Mark yes. Murphy, the fiercest scene was Hope throwing Klaus like a rag doll when she tried to attack Haley's boyfriend.
That's Declan.
Yes. And Price Wright said, fiercest moment for me goes to Hope kidnapping your mom and sticking her in a box like a true Michelson.
I gotta tell you, that is fierce. That is
fierce. And Nakia Emanuel says, it has to be Hope vomiting snakes. That was epic. Again, I didn't see that because...
Did you know that until that
was just written? I heard her gagging and then I closed my eyes and I assumed that something came out of her that's not supposed to be inside your body.
Oh boy. Oh my God, Marissa's pulled it up for us. Serving face, the definition is posing intensely in a photograph, particularly working your face, commonly said by drag queens. Serving face.
You guys clearly don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, I do. I just don't say it right, okay? Sometimes I do. Jeez. Let's get to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Chat mistress.
That's me.
What you got, that's girl?
Me. Sorry, I was in the
that
chat.
That is you.
That's me.
We've only been doing this for 5 seasons. It's fine.
It's fine. It's okay, guys. I'm here. Okay. So Danielle Rose Russell, who plays Hope Michelson this season, gave an interview to TeenVogue.com, and turns out she was a big fan of The Vampire Diaries when it was on. She says that she watched it, you know, all those years ago. And a fun fact is that she actually knows Sebastian Roach, who is Michael, so aka her grandfather or kind of grandfather on the show. They worked together on A Walk Among the Tombstones, and she remembered him saying that he was on a show called The Originals, and then, you know, she got this audition for the part and was like, oh, that's the same show. Like,
that's so
a spinoff
cool.
of The Vampire Diaries. To my dismay, she has confessed that she is Team Stefan, so she's all about that Stelena life. And we all know
those are fighting words.
Roxy and Tiana are about that Delena
life. Still.
Life. Yes.
I still feel like Delena has the best, again, don't know how to say it, gifs. Like, those ones are so good. Stelena, I'm done fighting with you.
Are you talking about when Damon, like, throws her up against the wall kind of thing? Those
yes.
ones?
Yes. I'm feeling real hot in here.
I got it.
And not just because the AC is clearly not on.
But,
I'm actually
you know, shout out to Katie Campbell because me and her, I think, are more Stelena. So.
Same with Jesse Janzi, way back host for the Vampire Diary show.
He was it, too.
You guys are wrong, though.
Yeah. And then she also was asked, you know, what she could tell fans about the potential Originals spinoff show. And she said, well, you guys know as much as I do, it would kind of be based around Hope, which, you know, I have my fingers crossed. I love to play this character for a long time. I really fell in love with her. We really found our footing together. So I'm hopeful, pun intended. She's a funny girl.
Did she say pun intended?
Yeah, she said pun intended.
Smart girl.
I like that.
She is full of puns in this interview, so make sure you go check it out on teenvogue.com for more on that. She sounds like a very lovely lady.
I feel like definitely it would be at the school, which means we would get Caroline. If we figure out how to get Hope and Klaus in the same room, we would get Klaus, Caroline, drink. Knew I'd throw it in there twice at least. We would get a bunch of Alaric. We would go back to Mystic Falls. I mean, it could be really good. Oh my God. Sam, I just witnessed your O face and it was so good.
This is a family show.
And now she's crying. Keep going.
So in other news, Charles Michael Davis, who plays Marcel, first of all, he'll be directing again this season. Episode 6 is his.
Remember last season when he directed and then Skyped in with us?
Yeah, that was lovely.
Maybe so he'll do that again.
Hopefully we can get that going again. He talked to Collider.com and... basically, they asked him, you know, after last week's episode with the no on the engagement from Rebecca, you know, his feelings on that and will they get a happy ending? And he said, well, it's not over yet. You never know.
Ooh,
and then he,
if they do not, I'm done.
And then he continued on to say, he's so passionate about her. Even when he gave the ultimatum, she pushes his buttons. Where else would he go for that? They're never done with each other. So, and he also said in this interview that he is happy with where his character in story kind of happens, and he got a feeling of where it was leading to when he was directing episode 506, and that once they told him, he was like, I was perfectly happy and content with like where they've left Marcel at. So now we just have to wait a couple more weeks to find out where that is. He also goes on to compare him, Marcel and Klaus's relationship this season to Jay-Z and Kanye's.
At least you didn't say Kanye's and Trump's.
Yeah.
Follow that news, guys.
Would yeah. that be like Klaus and Michael, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. Basically, he's saying that there's an interview that Jay-Z gave to David Letterman asking about his relationship with Kanye. And he's like, do you have brothers? Yeah. Do you get along with them all the time? No. I'll let you know when we've kissed and made up, basically, is what Jay-Z said. So that's what he's saying about Klaus and Marcel's relationship. Is that's that, awesome. You know, they've been at each other's back, fighting each other for so long that this season, you know, they have missed each other and you get to kind of see the brotherly love a little bit.
I like that.
So you can check out that full interview at Collider.com.
Awesome. Thank you to our chat mistress / news and gossip queen.
That was amazing news and gossip. And I'm going to be honest, I had chills almost the entire time you were telling me.
Sam, like, got speechless at some point. And if you guys are on iTunes, I recommend switching over to YouTube. I don't even know what was going on.
I woke up this morning, like, already emotional for some reason. I watched the originals. I cried. I came here. The thought of Mystic Falls being back for good. I have tears in my eyes.
Yeah, I feel you, girl. I feel you. Let's get to some predictions and get Sam the heck out of here.
And now, you're after Buzz.
T, you wrote it down. You meant it. You got to give it to us. We're starting on a high note. What do you got?
Okay, so we got the reference to the redhead downstairs and
Aurora, which I knew the whole time and was just testing you.
Yeah. And what's new boyfriend's, the cute boy's name?
Declan?
No.
Roman.
Roman is the only one who knew about it and is the one who mentioned it. So I think he's involved in this somehow because he knows more than he's letting on. I think that he probably went down there and, like, woke her up or released her, and that she's the one now attacking Haley and then attacking Henry, and that I think that somehow Roman might be related to Aurora or somehow they're connected in a way.
And Declan's, like, the dad.
Declan's the dad. if you want to sully my great prediction.
No, it's actually genius. That, no.
Yeah, so I think that Roman and Aurora are in this together.
You think that Roman could be Aurora's kid?
That, or maybe an ex-lover. He's a vampire. We don't know how long he's
exactly.
been alive.
He's in school right
now. He's in school, but he could be playing undercover to get answers.
He's because 21 Jump Street
again. Yeah, he's 20, like, he doesn't age, so he's going to look this young, but he could be 2,000 years old. We don't know.
Oh.
Boom.
Yeah.
Drop the mics.
Wow, so when he scooches closer to Hope, that's not good.
No.
Don't kiss her. You're 1,500 years old.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Although, it wasn't creepy when it happened with Stephanie, Damon, and Elena, so, you know, we're okay with it.
Well, okay. Do you have any others?
No, that was
what do you got, Sam?
Speaking of that, this just came to me, and it's a reach. It's a reach. But maybe Roman is, in a way, maybe going to be a Damon of sorts, in that he does bad things, not necessarily a bad guy. And I think that they could be setting up a lot of things for a spinoff. Even if it doesn't happen, they're trying.
I got Vampire Diaries vibes from Hope and Roman in that scene when he came into her bedroom. I did.
Yeah, I mean, so many creepy vampires came into Elena's bedroom.
As long as he doesn't try to hurt her, he could be a Damon. We don't know.
Yeah,
you're right.
I like that. And, you know, of course, we need to get Haley back soon. And who took Haley? Who took Haley from the coffin? Do we think it's
Aurora?
Roman? Aurora?
I think it's Aurora. I predict what T predicted. But also adding Declan to the equation.
To the equation.
You're just not going to let it go.
Nope.
I think Declan, unfortunately, is going to be dinner at some point.
No, well, if he's dinner and Ivy are dinner and Keelan is dinner, then we can just get back to our original.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I'm just getting ready for it just in case.
Okay. So, Sam, you saying, bringing up the Damon feels that you were getting, Molly Lovegood earlier in the chat said, did you notice at the end of the episode, Roman had Damon's blue car? I did not notice this, and so I would love to go back and watch to see.
Whoa. His actual one or the same kind? Molly. Let us know.
There's no coincidence.
Molly girl, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
Molly. So that could be some sort of connection there,
but if
maybe.
He's a Salvatore.
This would be so weird.
He would be mad about a lot of things. We have some other predictions from the chat.
Yeah, what do we got?
Oriel Harris says, Elijah killed Henry. That's why next week's episode is on him. He's confused and angry and is taking it out on the town.
That would be so aggressive if Elijah came from playing piano to murdering Henry.
You never know.
Crazier things have happened on this show. Sure. And Price Wright says that he thinks Josh killed Henry because he was looking shady on the street there.
He was looking shady, and who knows, Josh could try to pin it on somebody else to try to get back his following of the vampires.
Oh, no, Josh is too nice.
All right, just let me have a prediction.
That let is her have an original thought. See what I
about the original.
You're so punny.
And on that note, we couldn't possibly get any more punny in tonight's episode. So we will be leaving you guys. Don't forget to go to iTunes, go to YouTube, rate, comment, subscribe. Let us know what your fiercest moment of the week is. And of course, you can always tweet at me at Roxy Stryer.
You guys can find me at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. And thank you for everyone who's in the live chat right now on YouTube. You guys are awesome. I've been trying to keep up with you, but you guys talk so fast that sometimes I miss things.
That is Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, live. Trust me, you're going to want to be there because Tiana is really nice to you guys. She really is. To us, eh, to you guys. Anyway, see you next week. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.